said, Eleazar. Good thing he said that, because otherwise every dead person would have come out. Eleazar, we say, Lazarus, come out. And the smell was gone. Now, I didn't change that story. I showed it to you through a little bit different window. Another one. What does the word, does anyone know what the word Samson comes from? One at a time, please. Does anyone know what the word Samson means? Everybody wants to say strong. That's what I said too the first time. No. Comes from the Hebrew word shemesh, which is the word for sun. Shimshon, Samson we say. Shimshon means of the sun. What does Delilah mean? Of the darkness. What does light have to do with darkness? Now, that's how a Jew, or this one. What does that word mean? Close. She said bread basket. Not quite bread basket. Lechem means bread. What is bet? Beth, we say. Bet mean? Place, house, space, location. What's a house, a place of bread? A bakery. So what does Jesus call himself? The bread of the world. And where was he born? Now, I find Christians chuckle the first time they, oh, that's cute. The bread of the world was born in Bakeryville. Where did you think God would have him be born? In Potteryville? Seriously. Either God put him there knowing that Jesus would call him that and the disciples would say, wow, that's powerful. Or Jesus called himself that because he knew the disciples would associate that with where he was born. It's a concrete way of looking at the story of the text. Now, I'm going to skip through. Please don't be frustrated. I always put too much stuff, and I don't have the ability here to control my own computer. It's kind of on its own. So, you know, here's another one. I got to share this one with you. I know I'm not going to get finished tonight. That's why I'm frustrated already. Have you ever heard of the concept of first use? See, for the Jew, they believe every single word and letter of the Bible, Old Testament, of course. We would say, I would say as a Christian, Old and New Testament. But they would say in the Old Testament, every single word and letter is inspired by God. So they want God to decide what a word means. So what they do is they look at the first time a word was used in the Torah, in the first five books, Moses' books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And that becomes for them the experience of the word. And from then on, you define the word in terms of how it was used first. Because you enter that experience. So come with me to the Old Testament. Where does the word love first appear? Very good. Somebody knows. Genesis 22. Offer to me your son, the one whom you love. So what's the definition of love? Willingness to make intense sacrifice even to the point of your own son. Now think about that. So John, this Jewish disciple from Galilee, writes a book. Where does John, what's John's first use of the word love? 'For God so loved the world that he... Did John understand first use? Where does the concept of burning coals first appear in the Bible? You wouldn't know, be honest, because that's not how Christians think. And it's not because you're stupid, you aren't, or uneducated, you aren't. I assume you're very literate in Scripture. It's a different window. Coals appear in Genesis 15, and they represent the presence of Almighty God. So burning coals, when used by a Jew, you take it back, say, where was it first used? You don't need a concordance because you know the books by memory. So you say, well, I know where it was first used. It represented the presence of God. Now listen to me. Go either to Proverbs or to Paul in Romans. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If she is thirsty, give her a drink.